Hey everybody, this is Roy Richardson, your friend of the neighborhood tech troublemaker, and wow, this is going to be a great show because I've got five other creators, and then I'm going to hang out with them, and we're going to talk about live streaming. We're going to talk about what you've been doing, what are you doing now, talk about problems that you fight, and what are you doing next. And so here is my cavalcade of stars, so to speak.
Hi,
all right, I'm gonna let everybody introduce themselves first. Lala, we're gonna start with you. Lala, tell us about your channel.
Hi everyone, I'm Mommy Lala, and I do a crafty and mom channel. So I have different segments. We do crafts most of the time, Wednesdays and Saturdays, and other times I interview amazing people just like you guys.
Yay. All right, let's see, next up we have Sammy Superstar. Tell us about your channel, sir.
Hello. So I'm actually doing live streaming tech on YouTube Shorts, basically, and also long form content I'm All publishing right. now. Yeah.
Next up, Dr. Elo.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Dr. Elo. I do live streaming. So I'm a consultant for BeLive as well. I do four streams for them on Tuesdays, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I do my stream on Wednesdays. And I also am doing some shorts, taking inspiration from Sammy, by the way. And just all about live streaming. That's what I do.
All right. Oops. Where did my Andy scene go? Let's get Andy in the house. There we go. There's Andy.
There's Andy. I'm Andy. I'm from Minnesota, which is in the United States of America. I have no channel. I'm bereft of a channel. But what I have is verve, and what I have is zeal. And I take that zeal and I take that verve and I surround it with intention and truth. Is that vague enough for you?
I like that. It is vague enough. Yeah. Okay. So here's the Avengers scene. We're missing one of the Avengers. He will be here shortly. He is live right now on his channel. So he will be joining us shortly here. So we'll get the whole cavalcade here soon to speak. So the purpose of this live stream, we do this once a month, and I get a bunch of content creators, and we talk about, hey, what are you doing now? You know, what are you working on currently? And then let's talk about pain points. That's a thing that usually leads to quite a long conversation on here. I just talk about different pain points that you go through in your creator journey. And then, oh, there comes our mystery guest. He's in the house. All right, Gay, how you doing? I don't know if you're riding the mute. Are we just missing you? Let's see. Wait on audio.
All right, do I start, Roy? I start
yes.
first?
Yes, please.
All right. So what have I been doing lately? After Lida and then September, I started doing trying out shorts after 2 weeks after Lida, mid of September. That has been doing great. And then I got sick with COVID, so that was a pain point. But finally, I'm getting better. And just yesterday, I opened up my spread shop. And that's one benefit. If you have a monetized channel on YouTube, they actually give you a store. So there's a YouTube store. So I opened that up. So I now have merch on Spreadshop. So my friends from your side of the world can actually now get my awesome and creative merch. So shirts, hoodies, mugs, stickers, what have you. So I just opened that up. Yep. And I also am helping my son with his channel as well.
Yeah, I see him out there as well. So, all right, cool. Gabe, you out there? We got audio now?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. All right. We're cooking with gas now. I know you were live right before this, so I know we were bringing you at the last minute. Thank you for not giving up on us.
Oh, absolutely. No, I was trying to like really stay stringent on my time and get out of my own stream and go, hey, guys, I got to go run to another live stream. So like getting it ended up and then like hopping over and then doing that because I do it 5 nights a week. So I know it's kind of.
I did not want you to miss your night. I knew you had to go. So tell us about your channel and, you know, what, oh. you know, I see you're involved in so many things. So tell us about the highlights, I guess.
Absolutely. So yeah, I stream again every single night across multiple platforms. I do have a YouTube channel, and most of my videos on my YouTube channel are just show interviews that I've done and collected over the last 3.5 years. This is now my fourth season. I am doing another 100 episodes for this fourth season.
Wow.
I know it's insane. But you know, there is a point to, yes, there is a point to get to. My last stream will actually be right before the end of the year. So I want to get that wrapped up, and I'm also doing, not just here on, LinkedIn, but I'm also doing Clubhouse rooms every day right now.
Oh, wow.
Hopping on Twitter Spaces. And I'm also doing a live show on, AMP. So I don't know if you guys know what AMP is, but, I do a live show there every night. So when I get done here, I will be actually heading over there to go do, that as well. So my goal is to actually become a full-time content creator, which the only way that I feel like I'm going to do that is to work as many of these angles that I possibly can. And I'm still doing a few like side projects for production. I'm also writing a book. Wow. And then doing public speaking. So I'm getting into doing that as well. I did my first public speaking engagement a few weeks ago. And I'm getting involved in doing that as another way of just putting myself out there and really pushing myself to get to that goal of being a creator full time and wanting to become a inspirational, motivational speaker. So it's a lot, but
anything else? Anything else? Everyone? Anything else? Show's over.
But other than that, you know, that is like where I'm just doing. Oh, and I still have a full time job, and I have 4 kids. So
yeah,
I just know that time management and just like learning how to focus my energy and efforts is super important for me. And so streamlining processes and ways to maximize my time and efforts is huge in my world. So that's another thing that I really love discovering as well. When I find other creators who are already doing that, I love to go follow what they're doing and learn their blueprint, because that is just another way for me to time rob, is what I call it. So
yeah,
that's what I got going on in my world.
That plus he hasn't said yet, but he is the live streaming king of LinkedIn.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, you know, just for you, this episode is my first episode going live on LinkedIn at the same time.
Amazing.
So, see, I said, you know, thought there Elo's been out there for a while, and I said, man, I'm gonna go live on LinkedIn tonight and see what happens. So
look, I know it's a hard upsell to get people to stream on the LinkedIn platform, but I got to tell you, they are spending money to get creators over there, and they're just like a lot of the other platforms that have these creator programs. Mm-hmm. I love to bring a lot of like industry creators, people that are like over here on YouTube, or people like are already in the ECAM community. There are people that are making headway over there. I'm sure you guys are all familiar with India Delgado.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She's been on my show. She's awesome.
That's my sis. That's my sis.
Yes. She's actually been accepted into the LinkedIn creator program over there. So she's going to be creating content more on the LinkedIn platform, and she's getting paid to do it. That's the fun part. So
yeah,
I mean, if you're over there and you want to go find ways to find creators who are like marketing and directly branding to a lot of these companies that are already over there and spending their time. So the CFOs, the CEOs, this is what I love about the LinkedIn platform. Four out of the five decision makers who make these big time decisions are over there on that platform anyway. So if you're wanting to reach out and talk to those individuals, that is probably for me the easiest way to get access to them. So that's why I go to that platform, and I've been staying there for the last year and a half, like just more focus over there.
Wow. Yeah, I just got to figure out how to blend my day job with my content creator job. So we'll see. All right, let's get Sammy in the house. Sammy Superstar. All right, tell us what you've been working on, Cap.
So I've been working on a YouTube Shorts and also more tech, live streaming tech things, because I was doing interviews and then I was like, after Lita, why don't I try some YouTube Shorts? And then I did, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing good at this. And then I'm ramping up, and I gained 1,000 subscribers. So I gained 300 new subscribers in less than 2 months, like the biggest growth I ever seen. So I'm doing YouTube Shorts plus more long form content, and I'm improving on each one, and I'm doing 3 times a day. So that's gaining me new subscribers and new viewers, and it has been helping my channel. So yeah.
Oh, and big shout out hitting 1,000 subscribers the last 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Yeah, woohoo! So,
wow.
All right. Dr. Elo, tell us, what are you working on, man?
Well, been working a lot of stuff. Usually I live stream on Wednesdays through my channels, right? And I do Tuesdays with BeLive. I'm a BeLive consultant. I will be... I got the opportunity to be something else with BeLive. I can't say it yet, but I'm working on something to be part of the family as well. And basically, I live stream about the live streaming, how to get better at live streaming, how to get a better look, better audio, better light, better everything. How to articulate better on camera, how to talk to the lens, everything live streaming related, including tech. So that's what I talk about every single live stream. So I'm starting to incorporate a little bit more shorts, thanks to Sammy, to his inspiration. And we talk a lot on the phone and we share ideas. So basically, I've been mimicking a little bit of mimicry of what Sammy has done, and it has worked. I've gained like, 30-something subscribers this month, which is probably like 10 more that I'm, or more, 20 more than I'm supposed to get. So it's kind of working out, and I'm doing both shorts. I'm doing long live streaming, and I'm going to start incorporating some long formats as well. Yeah. Other than I've been doing coaching on BeLive, and now I have I'm going to be part of a group that's going to be providing help to people how to leverage Amazon Live with BeLive. So yeah,
oh, wow.
We're doing a lot of everything.
Yeah. All just all over the place. All right.
I'm doing it by myself.
Yep. Andy. Andy, I know you've got a show that you do on occasion with Anna. You guys, you don't do it consistently, I know, and she's been doing some other stuff. When do we get the next episode of that show?
So here's the deal, sports fans. Here's the deal. So a woman by the name of Anna, or some people call her Anna, and I do a show about every other week. And what it is it's casual conversations. But what it actually is about our ability to disagree and be agreeable about disagreeing. Now, yeah, that might sound a little convoluted, and it doesn't matter. I'll get back to it. It's more or less about the ideas that we talk about become the content. So it isn't content in a direct, straightforward way. I'm a recovering academic. I worked for the University of Minnesota Division of Epidemiology for years and years and years. And what I like, what I did there and what I'm doing now, is I'm more or less of an evangelist. Can we all say that word together?
Evangelist.
Thank you for being condescending. I appreciate it. And what my evangelism is all about is about the joy, and the amazement about social media, particularly around live streaming. The majority of people my age, or my friends, my colleagues, the people who I don't know, who do know me, look at live streaming or YouTube or LinkedIn kind of as, What are you wasting your time? What are you wasting your time doing? And my evangelism is strictly to help people my age, younger, older, who look at live streaming as a in a way that is a waste of time. And slowly, one by one by one, by small groups, I show them, I tell them, I schmooze and befriend with them to show them the amazement of how not only can live streaming sell product or be content, but it is also ideas, heart and soul, the vibrancy of our polarization that's going on in the world, how this conversation can create a unity of purpose, a commonality. How's that for being vague?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like that.
Any questions about that?
All right. We have got so many people in the chat tonight. So I just want to shout out. We'll do like a real quick shout out to everybody, and then we'll get to our next topic. Cheryl Wolf says, hey. Hey, Lala.
Hey, Cheryl.
Mommy says, hey. Hey, Roy. B-boys out there. Hello, everyone. That girl, that girl, welcome to our stream. Oh, I haven't seen you before. You may have been here before. I just haven't seen you.
I love the name. That girl.
I do like the name.
Isn't that a Beatles song? That girl. That girl.
That girl. Yes, that is.
I was singing more like an R&B song. Anyway, that's at least Maria says, hi, everyone. Equip Institute says, good evening, all. Hey, Mommy God. Hey, Sammy. Mommy God saying hi to folks. Hey, Cheryl St. Hall. It's great to be with you all. Yep. Quip Institute. Liz Marie. Hola. Yeah, we got some new folks out there. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Super Floop. That's Lala's daughter there.
I missed you.
Hey, just shout out to everybody out there. So we will get caught up here just a little bit. This is what we do. Yeah, I'm not selling a product. You know, you were talking about using live stream to sell product. Some of the other guys do sell product. I like talking about the whole content creation process, and that's kind of what led to this. You know, for me, what I've been working on lately, I have been, my day job has eaten my lunch. And so, unfortunately, live streaming has not gotten my dedication to it, because I do so much prep and homework and stuff ahead of time to make sure my shows go awesome. Like, for example, all these scenes I did for this show. I just want to make sure we all look good. And so anyway, you know, just that. But I have gone live every Tuesday since April of 2021. Wow. And at 9 p.m. Well, it was 8 p.m. for a while, 9 p.m. So like this past Tuesday, I was traveling for work. I couldn't bring all my nice gear because it just wasn't possible. So I went live from my phone, and admittedly, the only point I had for Tuesday's live stream was that you can go live from anywhere as long as you have an internet connection and a cell phone with a camera. So, you know, that's the other thing I try to stress is, hey, we can go live anywhere. And so don't ever let the equipment be the thing that keeps you. Because for a long time, my hobby was collecting gear to go live. And so I did that for a long time, and now, you know, so now I go live.
I still have that hobby.
I suffer from gear acquisition syndrome. Like, ooh, that's pretty. I know the new Sony cameras just came out, and I'm like, you know, I don't need a new camera, but I do like them.
I want to say something. I have the worst gas in the whole group.
You said it. You said it.
No, you
said it.
Yes.
Because
there you go.
Ever since the new my shorts, I got the Wave XLR.
Oh, we lost you, Sammy. We lost you, man.
He muted. He got
so much.
There he goes. We were impressed by the muting. Oh my. It was awesome.
Okay. No. It was the Wave XLR. So what I was saying was, I got the Wave XLR. Then I got this new webcam that I'm testing now, the Razer Kiyo. Then the face cam. Then this Wave DX. All these new
tests. Insta360.
Come on. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. You're forgetting one.
Oh, when do your Sonys arrive?
That's the alarm to go buy more.
That, yeah, it is, right? Another sale just hit, Sammy. You gotta go.
When you have too many gas, like gear acquisition syndrome.
Yeah, explain it. Sounded weird.
And actually, this is too funny. I made like three people buy the Insta360 without telling them to buy it. So
yeah,
without an affiliate link. So
that'll teach you.
So wait. Should we ever do like a tech intervention? Like, yes. Like bring Sammy on or somebody like this. Hey, we're gonna
have probably on it.
Yeah. To bring them on and go, hey, we're gonna talk about all the tech and then bring them on here, and it's really just an intervention. Like, Sammy, we love you, but
listen, you have to stop. Yes,
yeah, that microphone, that other mic, you don't need it.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't have them all on at once. Think of the feedback.
Yeah, so. True.
Exactly. And then you're gonna say you don't need three capture cards. And why do I have two capture cards right here? Then I pull out a cam link. Then I pull out.
Right. Oh, God.
I don't know.
Hey,
that's how bad I am with gas.
Can I ask a question? May I ask a question?
Yes, please, Andy.
Here, I'm looking at all the circles here, and you are all smart, wise, technologically astute people who have gathered so much to be able to deliver so much. I look at all these squares and I'm the only one without a damn microphone. I'm the only one without a damn studio. I'm the only one without a camera that goes like that. So do you all look at what my little circle here is and go, oh, what? How pathetic. Oh, how sad.
No.
How can we help him? That was my question. My second point is, as my evangelism has expanded, I try to tell people one by one by one by one that live streaming isn't necessarily just about technology, because it scares people. They feel insecure or inept and not wanting to get into it and to watch it.
Yeah.
And so both my question is, how pathetic am I? But second of all, how do we as a movement, as the live streaming movement, include people who are reluctant to get into it, to watch it, to participate in it, because they feel inadequate with the whole technology thing?
Sir, you are the moderator of our intervention.
You are in charge of our addiction right now.
Yeah,
it didn't look good, my friend. You're perfect. I didn't know you didn't have a microphone or a camera, so that makes kind of sense. So yeah, you're good.
As long as the audio is good, it doesn't matter. That's exactly. You know, that's just, you know, that's how it goes. And
I want to say something. I know what Andy is trying to say. I get that. I would recommend, just if you're just getting started, if you don't have a nice camera, I would just say your phone, because that's actually going to be better quality and better than laptop. And it's so much easier than going live on the laptop, because you can just press one button and you're live and you have no excuses.
The tech.
Yes.
That's my thing.
I have no insecurity about who I am or what I do or anything. I'm very secure in it.
Look,
it's the other people who I'm trying to include in the world of
knowledge.
That's where my
teaching
is.
And I admire that.
Yeah, I got to be honest, though, Andy, you're more like what you're talking about, what you are more aligned like what I'm used to dealing with on LinkedIn, because most of the people are there for the corporate side of what they do. So it's not so much about spending the money and investing in tech. It's for them, like content and what they're sharing. So they really don't always care about, oh my gosh, I got to have the best cameras. Am I streaming in 4K? Absolutely not. They don't give a crap. They're more just focused on talking about what it is they need to relay to their audience or to their particular clientele. And that's like how they approach it. So I'm used to that and seeing that. So when people look, I'm going to tell you, when all you guys show up on LinkedIn and you're there, they get the wow factor because they're not used to that. It's, you know, they get to see the flashy lights and the background and, oh my God, what kind of microphone? What is all of this?
Oh, wow, look at him. He looks so good. Oh, my God.
Yes, they do. And it kind of, you know, just enlightens them just a little bit and where they want to go, hey, I want to learn a little bit about this tech until they actually get in.
I think there's a reason for it because anytime you're doing a business call, like you hop on Zoom, you hop on Microsoft Teams, the computers that you're using in business are Dell. Like government computers, they're all Dell. Dell doesn't have one single computer that has a good camera. They don't have lighting. They don't have anything. We talk business. And most of the time, they don't even turn on their cameras because they're tired of being, you know, judged for wearing a T-shirt. You know, so I think that's what they see. It's like, this is business. Let's forget about it. Let's talk shop and let's go with it, which is there's nothing wrong with it. There's great things that you can do.
Can I also bring a crafter's point of view?
Yes, please.
So, of course. I grew my channel. From barely none. Okay, to half a thousand with just using my laptop. The only reason I couldn't use my phone because I didn't know how. But if I knew how, I'd probably on my phone as well, right? So I just use my laptop, my audio, built-in audio, built-in mic, built-in cam for like several months. Okay, and just that. And it was okay. People were still there. They just really wanted to be able, the people who are really on point or with your content, whether your tech, your business, your crafting, just like me, or inspiration, or whatever service you have, they will be there. So tech, as long as they can at least see you, hear you, they will be there. So if you are a content creator or who wants to be a content creator, so if you see whatever you see here, this is just, I've been live streaming for 18 months now, right? So these are things that I've built up slowly. It's not something that in the onset I already knew. And the people here that you see are actually people who helped me. Okay, I am never, and I don't know anything about tech. You know, I'm a mom. I only know how to use, you know, social media, only Facebook, actually. That was the only platform I knew how to use. And I was even barely there. So let tech not stop you from going out there and being a content creator. And, you know, it doesn't matter what your topic or content is. Believe me, there is somebody there who wants to hear and see you. Just the thing is, you need to go out there.
But your content is on fire, I gotta say. You have really good content.
Yeah.
Yes, she does. Good stuff. And Andy, to your point, I was gonna say that one of the things that live streaming has done for me, I'm an introvert, and live streaming, I've had an opportunity to speak in front of people a lot because I've gotten comfortable because of live streaming. I mean, you know, as crazy as that sounds, even though I'm only talking to a camera, you know, I'm talking to the camera, but you know, it's helping me. Yeah. There just happens to be people on the other side of it, but you know, I'm talking to the camera and that's giving me confidence to go talk in front of people. I'm like, you know, if I can put my face, a voice that I'm not thrilled with out there on video, then anybody can do this.
Yeah.
So, you just got to find a way to sound good. And I've already found out if the video is awful, as long as the audio is great, people will still listen. You know, it just, you know, the audio is really king. And I was I'm a Reformed Blue Yeti user, and so then I went to the MV7.
I use it for work every single day. I have it for work. Because they don't, they don't need that audio. They don't need that audio.
I've got my Blue Yeti over here in the corner. So I use it.
And they're still blown away. Oh, my God. You sound great. It's like, really?
Right. Well, okay. raise your hand if you've had a Blue Yeti. I still have mine. I have mine here with me, right?
I will not negate my beginnings.
You don't talk about it.
Raise your hand if you have a Mac SE.
Oh, my God.
I had a Mac SE. Oh. It was running Mac OS 7.5. It's been a long time ago. Yeah. Good times. I wasn't live streaming then, but Sammy probably has one of those somewhere in his house. I'm sure he's got his old Mac collection.
Maybe.
But I don't think he can run on that.
Oh, yes.
No.
No. I know what the Mac SE is.
Sammy wasn't born yet.
I know you do. The 9.5-inch black and white screen.
Oh, man. In college,
I wasn't born yet.
The Mac, when it had grayscale screen, the first Macintoshes, they were awesome. I'm over here programming a Turbo Pascal on the IBM, and then the Turbo Pascal. Yeah. And then over here was the Max. I'm going over there. Oh, these are pretty. They got a mouse and everything. I'm over here booting off a DOS disk on the IBM machine and then loading Turbo Pascal from a floppy. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Those times were good, though.
Yeah. They were good times. So,
wow. Floppy disk.
I know.
That would be funny.
Yep. You'll figure out a way. You just got to figure out how to get HDMI to come out of it.
Are you all familiar with the term digital immigrant and digital native?
Yes. But you have the degrees. We'll let you define it for us.
All right. Well, I'll try. A digital immigrant is somebody who was born and raised before the era of technology, before Macs and before computers and before the internet. A digital native is somebody who was born into it. Somebody like Sammy, he was born doing the computer stuff. Right. I think I talk to people about being a live stream immigrant or a live stream native. Live stream immigrants need to learn the language of live streaming, partly the technology, but also why you do it. What's the raison d'etre for even participating in live streaming? A digital native knows. They just know what live streaming is. A live streaming immigrant needs to be inoculated into the joy and the wonder and the magic of sharing ideas with community, believing and belonging with other people, and how that can really help their life. I'm pounding my heart. So I'm proselytizing a little bit, so I'll stop.
I love it.
All right, so we're going to change gears. Let's talk about pain points. So what are some pain points you guys have gone through in your live streaming journey or that you've recently gone through? You know, just kind of talk about some of the challenges of trying to keep, you know, your streaming career, so to speak, going, your content creation journey going. I like to call it a journey. To me, I have a destination. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm on a destination, and I will use whatever platform it takes to get to my destination. So she was kind of, I guess, Lala, how about we start with you?
All right. So pain points, challenges. Number one, top of the list, tech. All right, so I actually created my channel about a decade ago. It was a passion project after finishing my MBA. So I was so stressed, just gave birth to my second child. So I said I needed, you know, something as an outlet, creative outlet. So I thought that was possible. I bought all the tech. I bought the Mac, camera, the gear, all of those things. Not knowing that you also need to know how to use them. So, right. 10 years down the road, there was still none. The only thing I had was my channel. It's a good thing that, you know, YouTube actually didn't shut me down, even though there was nothing there for almost a decade. And finally, because of the pandemic, I realized I wanted to do this, and let's try to do it again. And I watched YouTube, you know, watched live streaming pros. That's where I realized that I can actually go live and be a content creator, not just by doing edited video. That's another thing that I don't know how to do edits. So I needed to always be at the mercy of my, you know, video editor, videographer, and that was a little bit expensive as well. So when I learned that you can actually use your computer, your laptop, and so I headed on to, you know, making my first ever content. It was super bad, but it was super awesome because I learned so much from there. And, you know, I think the starting point is the most difficult. Once you get your feet into that first point, then everything else will follow slowly but surely. So moving on, I became a monetized channel. I reached the metrics at 8 months down the road. Again, I was very consistent, guys. For the people here, they know that I do my lives for 3 to 5 hours when I do my lives. Again, a lot of people said, that's crazy, you shouldn't do that. But I had a plan. The reason I wanted to do that, because I wanted my watch hours within the first year. It's like, for me, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to give it my all, right? And that's one thing that I always tell my kids. So I did. I really tried to learn, okay, study, learn, plan, execute. And then when I got monetized, live streaming was something that wasn't helping my channel grow anymore. So I know I knew I needed to do edits. And editing was something that really stopped me. And so from then on, I was still doing live streams and interviews, but my channel was growing ever so slowly. And then just recently, in March, after Lida, and then I just, you know, Sammy started it, and also my Filipino YouTube community, they're so much into shorts. They've been doing shorts for many years, but I was always doing live stream. And so I tried doing shorts, and from 1,420, that was my count when I started doing shorts. Now I am 2,000, almost 2,100 from second week of September, simply by doing the shorts. Shorts, what, again, I realized something that's easy to edit, right? Because it's short, not the long form content, right? So again, my earlier shorts was crazy. Topics were all over the place, right? So, but then it's just the reason for that is I just really wanted to learn how to do it, right? So I was, anyway, it's my channel, right? So if whatever happens, it's consequences are on me, but I really wanted to learn, okay? And then moving forward, so now my shorts are now all related to, are mostly related to my content. And now I also learn how to actually make, you know, pull out from my long form videos and do shorts from them. So I mix those up. And then I check which ones are working, which ones are not. So it's a continuous process. But I know at this point, I still need to create those long form contents, you know, those 3 to 5 to 10, 15 minuters. And that's still a struggle that I have.
Yeah, so I'm the right struggle there with you.
I still
I'm
do right it on my own you. Or ask somebody to do it. So there.
Yeah.
That is
right
sorry,
you.
And
so
long.
Oh, how about you, sir? Gabe?
Oh my gosh! You know what? For me, it's the whole what Lala was talking about—the whole repurposing of my content.
Yeah.
Because here's the big thing for me: doing an everyday show, right? That stuff compiles pretty quickly. So, like, doing this every single night, and then like really wanting to sit down and say, "Well, I'm going to make a few shorts out of this." Oh, I still have to prep for the show for tomorrow. And then I still have to do a few other things. So my idea is once I get done with my season is to take all of that content, then go repurpose a lot of that afterwards, because then I will have all the content canned. It will be all there. I can go back and then take the audios from this is what I love about using a camera we're using tonight. I can take all the audio. Go process it, turn it into a podcast, go to shorts, go do all these other things that I see all the other creators doing right now. So my objective is really just getting like interesting creators on my show so that I can take snippets from when we talk and have conversations, and then pare that down to something really small, and then going out there and then repurposing it and sharing it. So that's like, for me, my uphill battles, because I am a one man band right now. I don't have a team. I don't have all these other things around me. So if I did, trust me, you would be seeing my content all over the place. Cause then I would be like, if I got five people doing stuff, I got stuff for you to do. You want to do shorts? You want to do YouTube? You want to do reels? You want to do, TikTok videos? We could do it all, but it just takes the time to actually do that right now. So I know, like, what I've known what my uphill battle is. It's just getting to a point where I can either start delegating it out and afford to do it. Because here's my thing. I got to do it in volume because I have so many interviews that populate. So it's not easy to say, well, I just have one editor. I don't know any editors right now that say, hey, can I keep you on retainer and just pay you a flat fee to do 25 episodes that I create in a month? None of them are going to do that for a price that's very reasonable. So I have to think of it from a different angle. And that for me is like the uphill struggle for what I do as a live streamer. So once I get done doing this, that will be part of the big objective in transitioning a lot of this stuff that I'm creating now. And what will fuel me for the next 3 months is that I have tons of content now to start sharing out, and it'll still constantly be able to live and put it out there. And the great thing about it is some of these people that I get to have on, you know, they're also doing and creating stuff all the time. So they'll still be relevant. And a lot of the interviews that I'm doing will still be relevant with the people that I have on. So that is what is my big hold up for me right now. Cause other than that, I am enjoying life and enjoying this ride, man. It's been fun. And I love hopping in any kind of chance to have conversations with other creators and hearing what, like, what's good for them and what's bad for them. Cause I'm learning. So yeah. There you go.
Wow.
I'm with you. All right, Sammy, tell us the challenges that are in the day to day of Sammy besides the gear acquisition center.
Okay. The struggle is, this is harder than you think. The struggle is making content that people will want to watch and they want to actually hold in their memory, because you want to help. YouTube is a search engine, so the hardest part is thinking of a good short idea and say, hey, can I do this in 15 seconds? Oh my gosh, like, someone needs a capture card. Let me make a video. What is a capture card? Because people are searching now. And now YouTube search is bigger now with YouTube short. So if you type in, what is a capture card? And then you have, there's a short feed and then also a long form feed. And short form content is big. So I posted a video. It got 7,000 views. People are actually looking at it. So the struggle is you have to think of what content it is. And now I have a system like, hey, I'm going to film this. This is going to take me less than a minute. Okay. And then I'm going to add some captions, because captions always help. So it's about, what am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? I'm not going to be posting something that won't be helpful to anyone, because that wouldn't grow my channel. I'm not going to be doing, hey, I'm a craft, pretend I'm doing tech. I do a crafting thing. That is not my channel. So you also have to be in your niche. So that is one of the struggles. Like, you have to be on topic. You have to think of your own creative ideas, but also time it right. Because timing the shorts right is the biggest key.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. So, all right, Dr. Elo, tell us, you're such a pro, you probably don't have any challenges.
Hell no, I got challenges. It's called long format video. Oh my God, I can't do a long format video. I just hate editing, to be very honest. So, like that's my biggest pain point. That's why I haven't grown the way that I want to grow, is because I really don't have the time to do a long video. I work full time. I'm in the Coast Guard Reserves as well. I have a business on the side, with Sustainable Management Solutions. Plus, I do Be Live on the side. So I do a lot of things, and I still am a present father and a present husband for my family. So the weekends are off base, right? So basically, doing videos for me, long videos are really hard for me. So I do one occasionally. So I'm trying to hire an editor. I was actually going back and forth with the editor probably like a month ago, but I had to, you know, abandon that because of, you know, the work that I have, the workload. Yeah. So that's my main pain point that I need to resolve. But and to be very honest, I don't know if I'm going to be able to resolve it, to be very, very honest.
You can contact someone here.
I can, but I need to do the videos. That's the problem. That's the problem. Sitting down here and doing the videos for myself.
What am I going to edit?
What am I going to edit? So basically, and I'm doing videos for BeLive. I'm doing those come pretty cool and pretty fast because I do them because I know I have to do it for somebody else. But for myself, for some reason, that self-discipline for a long video, yeah. I'd rather do 20 shorts. To be honest.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. I totally agree with that. Andy?
Yeah. Same, Dr. Elo.
Well, pain points, pain points. I would be superficial if I say I have no pain points, because that seems dishonest or disingenuous, but I kind of don't. I'm very content with what I'm doing, and what I'm doing is not necessarily following the stream of all my colleagues here on the screen who are doing outstanding, important work. Somebody once said, if you don't do what's inside of you, what's inside of you will kill you. If you do what's inside of you, what's inside of you will save you. I don't know who said that. It was actually, I think
it doesn't matter who said it, but that is really smart.
It is.
Absolutely. If you don't do what's inside of you, it's going to destroy you. If you do what's inside of you, it'll save you. In my prior life, I was very much in the public eye. People knew me and things like that. And I have decided to step back from that. And so a pain point is to not go toward what has always been either successful or not, because who knows why? It doesn't matter, because I want to evangelize people into what this live streaming is. And the way I'm doing it right now is person by person by person, rather than doing live streaming myself. So we'll see. It's an indecisive point. Is that vague enough for you?
Yeah, that's perfectly vague. Perfectly.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, I'm
not much more than.
Yeah. No, please, Andy. I'm sorry.
No, I was. Oh no, I'm sorry, Roy. I just think you're great. I love listening to your voice. Whenever I hear it, I go, "There's a guy I could be genuine friends with. We could have beer or not beer, or just chat about life and love and faith and happiness." You're great, Roy. Hats off to you.
I need to bring you on the show more often, Andy, just to say nice things about me. You know.
Yeah.
Nice hour with Andy. That should be your show.
Say that again, Sammy.
Nice hour with Andy.
Oh, it's all right. Yeah. It would be pathetic.
encouraging moments with Andy. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you on the long form. I have like so many long form ideas, but I can't find the time to do it. And then when I get to the editing phase, I spend 3 or 4 hours editing a video that's only going to be 7 minutes long. Because, you know, both, I need to just keep working on my skills. And I'm really good at splicing things together. I do a really good job of that. But I'm watching them. I'm always like, what do I need to cut? What do I need to cut? Because I found out from my long form very quickly that everybody wants, tell me how to do this, and then go away.
Yeah. And you get the views because you get the views for your videos because I watch them.
Yeah. So people watch my long form videos, but the catch is that once I get into details, because I'm one of those people that wants to talk about, well, here's how you bake the cake, but let me tell you why you use this kind of flour. That's it. They don't want, I'm done. I don't care about the flour. I just want to know there's flour in it. But I'm doing that with tech topics. And, you know, so that's my pain point right now. And my day job's been keeping me so busy. And then this has been a season of yes. I have said yes to a lot of things and I've overloaded myself, but I'm enjoying it. And slowly I'm shedding those extra things. And I'm going to move that time to content creation because I've got a brain full of ideas and I want to hurry up and get those out there. You know, I'm like, oh man, I got to wait because that would have been a hot topic like a month ago, but I didn't do it then. And it's because I just didn't have time. And so that's just a challenge. So yeah, we have so many people out there that have been commenting and I'm so far behind. I apologize to everybody. I usually try to get all your comments out there. And then while I was talking about Nika Stewart and Coach Adam, I am loving Adam's drawings. Just really enjoying his content, by the way.
Adam has been crushing it, too.
He definitely has. Let me see if I got one where I can throw comments without covering ourselves up here. Hang on. All right. Yep. Trying to work on that. So anyway, but shrink that in here. This is live, y'all. This is how we do things. We shrink it down. So
look at you go. A master.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's an art to learning how to master the comments, especially when you have so many.
Yeah.
Like I've done streams where like I had like 700, 800 comments going. I know. And it is like insane to like kind of navigate that. So it really takes like practice to really how to integrate pulling in the comments and then reading them and going and bringing them in, and introducing them, whether or not they're relevant to the conversation. But man, it can be overwhelming for a lot of people. I think that's one of the biggest hamperings I've had with people. Like, how do I bring in comments? Yeah. I don't know how to do this. It scares me. And I got to tell them, just calm down, man. Hey, look, you don't actually have to integrate them if you don't want them to. I just tell people, like, is best rule of thumb, if it's a Q&A, pull it in, use that, and then look for the comments that make you laugh or giggle or something along those lines and bring them in. To me, that's the easiest way to do it. But you're doing a wonderful job of it, Roy. I've seen people freak out and go, I can't do this.
I love the community. This is the part about live streaming that I love the best, is that there are so many amazing people who are taking their time. They could be watching something else, and they're out there commenting. They're out there saying hi to each other. You know, I've talked to some kind of, I hate when they have conversations out there in my chat. No. I don't have a problem with that at all. If somebody says something interesting and you want to comment back to what they're saying in chat,
that's what it's for.
What it's for. You know, I do wish there was a way easier to respond to people in chat. I do wish, you know, some people say that YouTube is a social network, and that's true to a point. But I'm like, we don't have an easy way to communicate back and forth other than, and then there's that lag, you know, it depends on your internet connection. So 17 seconds or so, 14 to 17 seconds lag from when I say something and somebody, a comment related to that pops up. Enough time that sometimes you don't know if it has context of where it goes or not. And you're like, I don't know if that comment fits what was just said or if that's a new comment about something else and I missed it.
Right, 4K, it's 1 minute.
Okay.
Well, like I'm going to tell you though, there's some platforms like my platform, the one that I've streamed on all the time on LinkedIn. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes their lag time. So depending on how far you lag and stream in there. Yeah. So like what Lala was talking about doing a 4 or 5 hour stream. I've done that sometimes where I've done a 4 hour stream and I've ended my show. I've ended my show and I'm still like seeing comments pop in because the lag can be sometimes up to 10 minutes where it's like, I've seen something and I go, dude, I'm already like eating a plate of food and this live stream is over. So I get it though. And then the whole idea, I mean, they're trying most of these platforms are trying to make it a little bit easier the best that they can. So we get the option as a host to see, like, we can star comments if we want to pull them aside. And if we want to go back and address them, we can.
Right.
Most of the platforms do that now. So that is one way, but like the direct communication back, it's hard. And I'm like you, Roy, I love my community. My community shows up every night. To ask a community to do that every night is a lot. And that's hard sometimes, but you want to be able to include them because if not, what is the whole purpose of me doing what I do? So I love that you
live stream. Yeah.
Yeah, that you do this and want to include your community because they're just as big as the guests that you're having on the show to me. That's the way I see it.
Exactly the way I see it. And, I already see there's people that, every time I go live, even if I don't have a clearly defined topic, they show up anyway. And I thank you to all of you that do that. I really do appreciate you being willing to come join the party here. And see what happens, and I really do appreciate it. And sometimes the show goes amazing, and I walk away and I'm like, man, that was such a good show. I'm just thankful that everybody shows up. So, all right.
Well, I'm going to do this real quick. I'm going to extend an invitation to the three people that I don't think I've had the opportunity to have on my show.
Okay.
So Roy's already booked. Dr. Elo's been on. I know I need to get Sammy and Lala on. And yeah. I guess I'll leave that up to Andy if he wants to come on there and evangelize. I would love for him to come on there and evangelize to my LinkedIn folks and just let them enlighten them a little bit. We can always use.
I'm watching.
Yeah. I will be there. I have to see that episode. Yeah. So Andy drops those truth bombs and definitely. So when he's thinking of his quotes, I'm like, let's see, the two quotes I like are one is, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So that's me. I do not want to be. I don't want, if I'm the smartest person in the room, I am definitely in the wrong room. And so I love that about YouTube because you learn so much from others. And that's why I like this format. There's just so much I learned from you guys and watching your live streams and seeing, how you handle the curveballs that get thrown at you occasionally, too. I like watching you get through those. So we're going to, the next topic, the last topic is what is everybody working on next? So let's talk about that. What is everybody doing next? So Lala, I'm going to start with you.
Yes, I think, just continue, what I'm doing thus far and continue to tweak what I've been doing, and again, gearing up for 2023. Again, I've laid out many plans and goals, so it's just a matter of just putting them out there slowly but surely. So thanks so much, everyone, and thanks, Roy, for inviting me over.
As I tell you, Lala, you are always welcome on this show because you are just one of my favorite people, and you were supporting me and watching my live stream when there was probably two other people tops watching it. So I don't know why you're watching my show, but I really do appreciate you've been such a huge, just a huge supporter to me. She's fantastic. And she's supportive to lots of other content creators as well. She gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning for Marcus to help him with his live streams on Thursdays. So he's in Sweden. She's in the Philippines. Talk about a time difference.
Commitment.
Yeah. She's just such an encouraging person. So I just shout out to you, Lala. You're amazing.
Awesome. Here's what I got going on. I still have 45 live more episodes to do. So that's why I'm extending as many invitations as possible because I want guests. So that is something that's still on the agenda to finish up for before the end of the year. I am pushing very hard to get myself on a lot of these social selling platforms. So trying to get on Amazon Live, doing what Dr. Elo is doing. I got an email from Walmart. I got accepted into their creator program.
Ooh, I'm waiting for mine. Very good.
So I love that I'm going to get the opportunity to do that there. And then, of course, finishing my book by the end of the year and then getting it to an editor so that I can have it done and ready to go. And then for me, then it's getting involved in a few of the arena of public speaking. So I'm going to look at a few Toastmasters. I might want to join a few other places so that I can get myself out there and just start spreading my own message and gospel to folks and hopefully inspire people to want to be more and do more. So that is like what my game plan is to wrap up the year and then move into 2023 with that mindset and just make that as make as big a splash as I possibly can in the upcoming year. So amazing. That is what I got going on, Roy.
Wow. That is a lot. I was going to ask you when you sleep, but you know, I don't know. It's probably not an option.
Well, when I get done here, I'm going to go do an hour amp show and then, I'll probably go walk for about 30 minutes and then wrap up and go to bed.
Sammy does naps during the day. So that kind of helps.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally.
I need to take that philosophy, Sammy.
Yeah,
I do.
So what's next for you besides shorts, Sammy?
Next is I'm working on a comparison of a video of the Razer Kiyo versus the Facecam and then some other gear. Some other new gear. What else? There was this new microphone that was released today, so I might check that out, but not too fascinating. But yeah.
Doesn't work
see
on
gas in your future.
It doesn't work on Mac. And what? Who needs a Rode X that doesn't work on Mac with the software, man?
I know, right?
You can need Boot Camp or Parallels.
Yeah, work. I need to do a video how to get the Rode X to work on Windows running on Parallels on a Mac. There you go. That's what.
Yes, I yes, watch yes. That would blow up.
There you go.
And then you have to do one for Linux. Like, how do you? People would love it. Just say. But I feel like Rode is just copying their own mics because they didn't think of anything new. And I think they thought, hey, let's copy something else or let's use our thing and then just jack up the price. Because it doesn't sound really this like they already have the Rode Procaster USB that has been out for a couple of years. Same style. So that's my thoughts.
Okay. I was just gonna say, don't kill the lead because if you're gonna do a video on it later, everybody's like, well, I don't need to watch it now. Sammy's already told me what he thinks. That's okay. You can borrow this and do a little short out of it, so it'll be good.
Well, there you go.
All right. You don't even have to do the whole video now. You just copy this. All right. Dr. Elo, of the 10,000 things you're working on, what's next?
Well, what's next is, kind of top secret, I guess. But okay. I'm moving up. I'm doing more collaborations with BeLive and obviously trying to get the damn long videos. Or, you know, that's what I'm actually trying to do so I can grow a little bit more and actually get off all the ideas that I have in my brain, to be honest. I get a lot of stuff in my brain. I'm ADHD, of course. So I have a lot of ideas that I want to do. So I want to just do long videos so I can actually start growing like I did last year. So, and obviously doing more shorts like Sammy. I've been taking a lot. I've been learning a lot from Sammy, actually, from his style of doing it. You know it, man. I ain't got no shame. I'll say it. You are the one that's putting me on the short radar. So I thank you for that. And, basically, I'm trying to do more content and trying to get involved more with BeLive and you know, BeLive basically every week, like I always do. So,
all right, that's awesome. Yeah, Andy.
Yep.
What's your next adventure?
Next adventure. That's good. So I used to work for a small company called Apple Perhaps you've heard about it.
Apple.
Manzana in Spanish.
Thank you. Yeah.
Smith,
I used to work for them.
Macintosh.
There you got it. And one of my main responsibilities there was when people came into a store or when geniuses at the Genius Bar had to interact with customers, the geniuses didn't necessarily, they knew the technology really well, but they didn't know necessarily the human part of it. The face to face, how to engage people so they didn't feel inadequate or stupid or insecure with what they came to the Genius Bar for.
I'm a people person.
There you go. Yes, you are. We all are here. So what I'm working on is to find platforms to introduce people to live streaming in a way like I used to do at the Apple store. It's the evangelist bullshit stuff that I've been talking about. Working that. And it's a different way to educate. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Is that vague enough for you?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's awesome. Let's see. My next adventure, I do need to dig into shorts. I've done some shorts, didn't get a lot of views, but strangely got subscribers out of it. So I do need to do shorts, but I want them to be tech. I don't want to do computer jokes. That's what I did in my shorts on previous. I did do one short. I got a lot of dislikes. Nobody liked my short there. So, but hey, dislikes are still
I do.
In YouTube, it's still love.
Engagement is engagement. just saying.
Yes.
And then I have a ton of long form video ideas that I've just got to get time to do something about. They're in my head and ready. And so I've been reviewing products for Amazon Vine. So I don't mean to know about the Vine program, where Amazon will send you products and you review it and you post a review and get to keep the products. So that's gone really well. YOLO Live reached out to me, so I may be reviewing the YOLO Live Pro. I'm waiting to see what happens with that. So I'm excited about that. Shout out to YOLO Live. Hey, you want me to review it? You got to ship it to me. So I asked them not to ship it before the 18th because I was just too booked. I couldn't do anything with it. But that's stuff I have in the pipeline that I'm working on. I am not going to do Vlogmas because last year it killed my channel. So I'm not going to do it.
You shortness.
Yeah. Lala would be great because she could do Christmas crafts. So that totally matches her channel.
That's true.
But when you do 31 days, and I did the whole 31 days, and I did get a lot of views from it, but in the end, January came and my whole channel was full of all the thumbnails from the Vlogmas. And so therefore, what the heck is this channel about? I have no idea. So yeah, it threw me off the rails. However, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. That's probably my best Vlogmas video. I'm going to make a big deal about that one again. So
100% agree.
I remember that.
Yeah. That's it. I apologize to everybody out there in chat land. I know usually I reach out to you guys, but we had so many great guests, and I definitely want to get everybody the time to talk. Thank you to everybody that has liked the video. I'm excited about the community. I am excited about getting the community tab any day now.
Nice.
They should give me that. I'm waiting for it. But so definitely subscribe. There's my call to action. Yeah, get that over with.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Keep on keeping on.
So
hit that refresh button.
Maybe hit that refresh button.
That's right.
All right. So, yes, have any closing thoughts? I really do appreciate all of you being on the show tonight. I just get a kick out of this, and I've worked with so many of you guys.
Yeah, well, thank
you,
so man. Awesome. Appreciate it.
I mean, my only thing is I'll reach out to all you guys, and I will send you an invitation to come on, and we'll have a conversation. I mean, that's the fun part for me is like reaching out to new creators that my audience isn't too familiar with and introducing them to some amazing individuals, man. I mean, Dr. Liz Benel, he's my community that loves to show up night in, night out. And
he walked me, man, with open arms to LinkedIn, man. That was my open door right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I want to bring as many people as I possibly can, especially really good creators who want to come on there and share and find the magic of what that platform has, because it is built for networking and connecting with folks. So
yeah,
that is it for me.
I just got to figure get the day job mixed into my content creation. That's the catch. So,
well, yeah. I think you can create a whole nother thing separately. Like India went through this because she like created her own. She had her own, like she had a LinkedIn thing set up for like her banking thing that she was doing.
Right.
Just didn't know. Yep.
Yeah, she went and created a whole separate deal to do as just as a content creator. So I think that's the one that got her like in the program over there. So you never know, Roy. That's what I need
to. My boss watches me, so he doesn't care.
Isn't that the weird thing when you go live and you meet people in real life that come to, oh man, I watched your channel. I'm like, you do?
Oh yeah. I that is the weirdest feeling sometimes. Like when you're walking up to somebody and you're like, especially I walk to work and somebody said something that I said from the night before and I said, what? And that's when I knew. I was like, crap. Yep. They saw it.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. This has been fantastic. I do this once a month, every month. So, I try to get a different cast of characters and a cast of regulars, and just thank you guys so much for giving the audience this time, and just thank you because you guys are so awesome. I enjoy watching all your stuff. Andy, I need you and Anna to hurt make some more content, okay?
Sure. Thank you so much.
No pressure, but I really enjoy your stuff. All right.
Thank you, everybody. You're wonderful.
Thank you so much.
thank you.
Everybody, have a great night.
Yes, guys.
Bye.
That's true.
That was great.
Let's see. I do have a couple of programming notes. One, I am going to be on Tall Boys, the Lab Tech Show, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So I am taking over his show. If you want to see that, that's where I'm going to be tomorrow night. I'm really live a lot these next few days. And then on Saturday, I will be on Walter Strong's The Huddle. So you definitely need to go there. And then on Monday, I'm going to be on Gabe's show. So you at 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 Central. So definitely be out there and watch that. And so I'm just going to be all over the place. Hit that like and subscribe. Let's see, I'm supposed to do the call to action. I know. Here it goes. And I'm out of here. Everybody have a great night. Thanks for watching. Bye.